Why are we doing that every all the liturgies during the year, or it's only during the Great Lent? We are closing the curtain and we reading some prophecies. Huh? Are we doing that all the year? Any answer? Yeah. No. Okay. Why we are doing that during the Great Lent? You know. Because it's very important to know. Now we are doing it's normal. We have to finish in first the matin, okay? And halas, we have nothing to do else. But every day like that. But every day in the Great Lent, it's different. After that, we, like in the middle of the matin, I close the curtain and we are reading the prophecies from the Old Testament, okay? And we turn off also the light of the church. Why? Oh, it's different in Greenland. You have to think about that. Why we're doing that? For sure, the church doing that with a purpose. Like, we're not turning the light because we want, for example, like to minimize the electricity. No. Or maybe we're closing the curtain to see St. Mary. Okay, but she's already here. No. I'll tell you. Or what someone know about that? Okay, I'll tell you to not waste more time. I'll tell you. Okay, listen. In the Great Lent, we are preparing ourselves to what? The end of the Great Lent. What do we have? The resurrection. Exactly. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Bravo. Bravo. Good. And we are reading the prophecies during the Great Lent because we are proof that all the prophets came before Jesus Christ, okay? They have a lot of prophecies to say that Jesus Christ will come and will rise from the dead. Then all the prophecies fulfill what Jesus Christ did. And why we are turning off the light and we are going outside the altar. There's two things. Outside the altar, here, it's represent is a symbol of the Old Testament. And inside the altar, it's represent Jesus Christ in the New Testament. When I turn off the light of here, it means till now, Jesus Christ didn't come to the earth in the Old Testament. That's why still they live in the darkness. But after now, what I will do, after we finish reading the prophecies, I open now the curtain and we will see the light and we ask the mercy from God. And we say that Jesus Christ came to the world for our salvation. Okay? Now we know why we are turning off the light. We are closed the curtain. We are reading the prophecies. We are reading all the prophecies from the prophets to prove that Jesus Christ came to the world, and there is a lot of prophets said that before. Okay. Eklenomen tagunata.
Nainan evnoti pyot pipantokrator.
Anastomen eklenomen tagunata.
Nainan evnoti pensoti.
Ki anastomen eklenomen tagunata.
Nainan evnoti vonainan.
O you who are long-suffering, abundant in mercy, and to receive our prayers and supplication, receive our petition, repentance, and confession upon your holy undefiled altar in heaven, may we be made worthy to hear your holy gospels, and may we keep your prophets and commandments and bring forth fruit therein, 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Pray for the living.
Remember, O Lord, the sick of your people. You have visited them with mercy and compassion. Heal them.
Pray for the sick.
Remember, O Lord, our father and brethren who are traveling. Bring them back to their homes in peace and safety.
Pray for the travelers.
Eklinomen taunata.
Nainan evnoti vyot pipantokrator.
Anastomen eklinomen taunata.
Nainan evnoti pensoti.
Ki anastomen eklinomen taunata.
Nainan evnoti vonainan.
Remember, O Lord, the air of heaven and the fruit of the earth. Bless them.
Pray for the good air and the fruits of the earth.
Kirialeison. Remember, O Lord, the water of the river. Bless them. Raise them to their measure according to your grace.
Pray for the waters of the rivers according to their measure.
Remember, O Lord, the seed, the herd, and the plants of the field, bless them.
Pray for the good rain and the plants of the earth.
Εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα. Αναστούμεν εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα. Και αναστούμεν εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα. Remember, O Lord, the salvation of men and animals.
Pray for the salvation of men and animals.
Remember, O Lord, the salvation of this year, holy place, and in every place, and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world.
Remember, O Lord, the King of our land, your servant. Keep him in peace, truth, and strength.
Pray for our Christ-loving rulers.
Εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα.
Αναστούμεν
εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα.
Αναστούμεν
εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα. Remember, O Lord, those who are in captivity. Save them all.
Pray for those who are captive.
Remember, O Lord, our Father and brethren who have fallen asleep and repose in the Orthodox faith, repose all their souls.
Pray for those who have fallen asleep.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought to you this gift, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all their heavenly reward.
Pray for the sacrifices and offerings.
Εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα.
Αναστούμεν
εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα.
Αναστούμεν
εκκλίνομεν τα γονάτα. Remember, O Lord, those who have suffered hardship in affliction and distress, save them from all their hardships.
Pray for those who suffer hardship.
Remember, O Lord, the catechumens of your people, have mercy upon them.
Pray for the catechumens.
Confirm their faith in you, uproot and root traces all idolatry from their hearts, your law, your fear, your commandments, your truth, and your holy precepts establish in their hearts. Grant that they may, you know, the steadfastness of their preaching they have received, and in the set time may they be worthy of the washing of their new birth for the remission of their sins, as you prepare them to be a temple of your Holy Spirit.